Your attention, please. It's time to raise a glass.
You got it on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and in Halem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online, live and archived at xray.fm. I'm Jim Fisher. This is Raise a Glass, and we're doing just that in honor of guitarist, musician, and hee-haw mainstay Roy Clark, who died on this day in 2018. Not only was he a truly talented guitarist, but he also played banjo and fiddle. He was a very important figure in country music, not just for the music he made, but his ability to cross over to mainstream audiences through his television appearances. Hee-Haw, of course, which got massive ratings for a syndicated show, but he also appeared as an actor on sitcoms and even guest hosted for Johnny Carson a number of times. In the end, though, just a spectacular guitarist. In fact, I recall recently seeing him play that particular song, Malagueña, on an episode of The Odd Couple from the early 70s. Right, so I'm recording this a few days early as I'm taking a little vacation time. If any notable music figures died this week, my apologies, I'll get to it in a couple of weeks when I return. It was on this day in 2016 that jazz and blues figure Mose Allison passed away. Here's some of his stuff right now. You get it on X-Ray.
You're sitting there yakking right in my face. I guess I'm gonna have to put you in your place. You know, if silence was golden, you couldn't raise a dime. Because your mind is on vacation and your mouth is working overtime. You quoting figures and dropping names. You're telling stories about the dames. You're over laughing when things ain't funny. You're trying to sound like the big money. You know if talk was criminal, you'd lead a life of crime. Because your mind is on vacation and your mouth is working overtime. Life is short, talk is cheap. Don't be making promises that you can't keep. You don't like this little song I'm singing, just grin and bear it. All I can say is if the shoe fits, wear it. And you must keep talking, please try to make it rhyme. Because your mind is on vacation and your mind is working every time.
Well, I'm sitting over here on Parchment Farm. Well, I'm sitting over here on Parchment Farm. Well, I'm sitting over here on Parchment Farm, and I ain't never done no man no harm. Well, I'm putting that cotton in an 11-foot sack. Well, I'm putting that cotton in an 11-foot sack. I'm putting that cotton in an 11-foot sack with a 12-gauge shotgun at my back. sitting over here on number 9. I'm sitting over here on number 9. Well, I'm sitting over here on number 9, and all I did was drink my wine. I'm gonna be here for the rest of my life. I'm gonna be on this farm for my natural life. Well, I'm gonna be here for the rest of my life, and all I did was shoot my wife. I'm sitting over here on Parchment Farm.
In the world these days. I said a young man ain't got nothing in the world these days. Well, you know, in the old days, when a young man was a strong man, all the people, they stepped back when a young man walked by. But you know, nowadays, it's the old man, he's got all the money, and a young man ain't got nothing in the world to say. We'll be right back.
Raising a glass to pianist, singer, and songwriter Mose Allison, who died at the age of 89 on this day in 2016. He became notable for playing a unique mix of blues and modern jazz, and he was a big influence on many blues and rock artists, including Jimi Hendrix, the Rolling Stones, Tom Waits, Joe Jackson, J.J. Cale, and of course, The Who, who we heard right there doing his song Young Man Blues. That was from Live at Leeds, of course. We also heard from Mose himself doing Parchment Farm and Your Mind is on Vacation. Moving along, it was on this day in 1987, Dire Straits became the first act to sell more than 3 million copies of an album in the UK with their mid-80s mega-hit Brothers in Arms. Topping out at nearly 5 million in the UK and 9 million in the US, it remains one of the world's best-selling albums. Let's listen to the title track right now. It's X-Ray.
Through these fields of destruction, baptisms of fire, I've witnessed your suffering as the battle reached high. And the fear and alarm, you did not desert me, my brothers and I. So
every man has to die. But it's written in the starlight, in every line in your palm, we're fools to make war on our brothers in arms.
Hello, my name is Gabe Schuships. I am the executive director of the Friends of Tryon Creek. The Friends of Tryon Creek is a community-supported nonprofit started in 1970 by a group of dedicated volunteers to preserve the land now known as Tryon Creek State Natural Area. Our mission, in partnership with Oregon State Parks, is to inspire every community to identify, cultivate, or reclaim their relationship with nature in this cherished urban forest. With our collective care, Tryon Creek State Natural Area can become a resilient and truly inclusive community that will one day establish itself as an old-growth forest. Friends of Tryon Creek is excited to join other local nonprofits in this year's Give Guide. You can find more information at giveguide.org.
Sabbath's Planet Caravan there. It was on this day in 1992 at the Pacific Amphitheater in Costa Mesa, California. Ozzy Osbourne played the final date of his No More Tours tour, which he said would be his last. It was not, as he would soon front the Cash Cow Ozfest for many years after. Surprisingly, his former band Black Sabbath opened the show in tribute to Ozzy with Rob Halford on lead vocals, since Ronnie James Dio wanted no part of it. Prior to that, wishing a happy 76th birthday to Steve Fossen, bassist and founding member of Heart. We heard them doing Dreamboat Annie, and started that block with the title track from Dire Straits' Brothers in Arms, which on this day in 1987 became the biggest selling album ever in the UK, but it currently ranks tied for 8th. Hey, did you know today is Pack Your Mom's Lunch Day? Well, it is! And no, that's not some sort of weird Oedipal euphemism. No, the idea is to pack her lunch like she did for you when you were a kid. Why not? Okay, let's do a quick check on
This Day in History.
655. Pagan King Penda of Mercia and his allies are defeated at the Battle of Winwed by Christian King Oswiu of Bernicia, marking the end of paganism in England. Then the Christians copied every pagan ritual and made it their own. Christmas, Easter, Halloween, all originally pagan. You're welcome. 1849, the first U.S. poultry show opens in Boston. 1909, American chocolatier Milton S. Hershey and his wife Catherine donate a 486-acre piece of farmland to establish the Hershey Industrial School for, quote, poor, healthy, white male orphans between 4 and 8 years old, providing them room, board, and education until the age of 18. 1920, at its first meeting in Geneva, the League of Nations forms the Free City of Danzig.
Mother.
1963, Valium, created by chemist Leo Sternbach, is approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration and becomes the most prescribed drug in the world. Until 1982. Wendy's Hamburgers, the American fast food restaurant chain founded by Dave Thomas, opens its first location in Columbus, Ohio. And a hearty welcome to Portland to Chris and Kathleen visiting from Columbus. 1978, the documentary short Heartbeat in the Brain screens at the Sudium Gallery and causes several viewers to faint during the film's climax, showing a performance of the ancient practice of trepanation, a surgical procedure that involves creating a hole in the skull.
Egon, this reminds me of the time you tried to drill a hole through your head.
1990. Producers confirm that Milli Vanilli didn't sing on their album, resulting in the duo being stripped of their Best New Artist Grammy and sparking a scandal. 2022, the UN announces the world's population reached 8 billion, just 11 years after passing 7 billion, though now slowing down with 9 billion expected in 2037. I guess that means we're slightly less doomed.
Comes down on you like rock.
Sitting on
the dock. I'm by the block.
Don't go.
By the break, by the block. Got East Coast lockdown, padlock. My suit be all down by the flock. Flock.
Ooh, baby, I like it, bro. Yeah, baby, I like it, bro.
Shimmy y'all, shimmy yam, shimmy yeah. Give me the mic so I can take it away. Off on the natural charge, bomb for yards. Yeah, from the home of the Dodger Brooklyn squad. Wu-Tang killer, bees on the swarm. Rain on your college disco dorm. Well, you didn't even touch my skill. You gotta vote the one killer bee, and he ain't for the kill now. Chop that down, pass it all around. Lyrics get hard, put cement to the ground. For an EMC in any 52 states, I get psycho killer, Norman Bay. My producer slam, my flow is like bam. Jump on stage, and then I dip down.
Yo, y'all know the lyrics. Come on, sing with me.
Ooh, baby, I like it, bro. Yeah, baby, I like it, bro. Ooh, baby, I like it, bro. Yeah, baby, I like it, bro. Baby, I like it, bro. Yeah, baby, I like it, bro. Ooh, baby, I like it, bro. Yeah, baby, I like it, bro.
Jimmy, shimmy, y'all, shimmy, yam, shimmy, yam. Give me the mic so I can take it away. Jimmy, shimmy, y'all.
Same. where my troopers at, where my hustlers, where my boosters at. I don't care what you do for stacks, I know the world glued you back to the wall, you gotta brawl through that. I've been through that, been shot at, shoot that. Gotta keep a peace like a boot ass. I ain't a new jack, nobody gon' Wesley snipe me. It's less than likely, move back. Let I breathe, shed I night. The more space I get, the better I write. Oh, never I write, but if ever I write, I need the space to say whatever I like. Now just
change clothes and go.
You know I'm saying, fresh to death, aborted from the projects. And I'ma take you to the top of the globe.
Let's go. Let's exchange now. And go.
Girl, I promise you, there's no substitute.
It's just me. And I ain't gonna tell you again. Let's get ghosts in the phantom. You could bring your friend, we can make this a tandem. You could come by yourself and you can stand them. Best believe I sweat out weaves. Give Afro puffs like R-A-G-E. How you get if you could move it? Backing on up like a U-Haul truck. Then run and tell him Ducks, you heard Hobie new shit. He and the boy for real make beautiful music. He is to the East Coast with Snoop is. To the West Coast with Faces to Houston. Young Hove in the house is so necessary. No bra with that blouse is so necessary. No panties and jeans, that's so necessary. Why you frontin' on me? Is that necessary? Do I? So you look like a lame who don't understand a bra with a mean shoe game. Who's up on dot 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 and Vera Wang? My, are you insane? That's just
what you want me to do.
Change clothes and go.
Fresh to death, water from the projects, and I'ma take you to the top of the globe. Let's go.
Let's exchange now. Birds and go.
And girl, I promise you, there's no substitute.
It's just me.
Sexy, sexy.
Woo.
Woo. Sexy, sexy.
So necessary, man.
Woo. Sexy, sexy.
That's right. No bra with that blouse, that's so necessary. No panties and jeans, that's so necessary. Why you frontin' on me? Let's go to my hotel. This don't go well with those Estas. Gotta stay fresh, ma. I don't shout with a respite. Oh no, ma, please respect my jiggy. This is probably Purple Label. Or that BBC shit, or it's probably Taylor. And y'all niggas actin' way too tough. Throw on a suit, get it, tape it up. And let's just
change clothes and go.
Stay fresh to death, aborted from the projects, and I'ma take you to the top of the globe. Let's go.
Let's exchange now. Birds and go.
And girl, I promise you, there's no substitute.
It's just me.
Sexy, sexy.
Woo! Sing along. Yeah.
Sexy, sexy.
Turn your radio up. Your boy is back. The bounce is back.
That was Change Clothes from Danger Mouse's ingenious and unauthorized mashup of Jay-Z's Black Album with the Beatles' White Album to create the Grey Album. It was on this day in 2007, Jay-Z tied Elvis Presley for the most number one albums on the Billboard 200 with his broadly acclaimed American Gangster. 2 years later, the music mogul would break that record when The Blueprint 3 debuted at number one. Too many numbers there. Prior to that, it was on this day in 1988, after hitting it huge with their debut album, Licensed to Ill, which itself was released on this day 2 years earlier, the Beastie Boys left Def Jam and signed with Capitol Records. The result was the commercially disappointing, at the time, Paul's Boutique, which has gone on to become one of the great albums of all time, thanks to its extensive use of sampling by producers the Dust Brothers. An album you'd never be able to make again with all those clearances to pay for. We heard Shadrach and started the set commemorating the birthday of the late Russell Jones, better known as Wu-Tang Clansman Old Dirty Bastard. He would have turned 57 today and would have officially become an Old Dirty Bastard with an AARP card and everything. All right, that'll just about wrap it up for this week. I thank you for lending me your ear holes and do hope you'll tune in next week for a special encore presentation. I'll be back in 2 weeks. And stay tuned for Reverse Couple Skate coming right up, of course. Leaving you with one more. It was on this day in 1993 that a mysterious act called The Firemen released an album in the UK called Strawberries, Oceans, Ships, Forest. Sounds like a test Trump would have taken. The mellow electronic music is later revealed to be a side project of a guy named Paul McCartney. Check it out. You're on X-Ray. Radio's yours.
situation.